I talked about the intelligent age, and I think this idea of being able to move from using dumb tools and kind of, which I've coined that phrase, I'm not sure if it's something that, you know, that will catch on, but the idea that, you know, a tool could actually help you, not remove you from the process, but enhance and augment what it is that you're doing as a human in the creative process, I find that quite exciting. As another thing I'm excited about, and some work we're doing in our cognitive experience practice, is the idea of a much more natural way of using technology, natural interfaces. So the idea of maybe not always having a screen, the idea of using natural language to find, to search complex product sets, or to navigate your way through a brand's customer service, whatever it happens to be. We're working on this now where voice activated or chat activated in interactions, overcoming the kind of usual interactive experience, which is, you know, maybe 20-25 buttons of taxonomy, which is being decided by the company or the brand, when actually in a complex buying process where you're maybe having to try and navigate 25 competing products, you don't really know where to start or where to begin. To be able just to ask what you want and to actually search and interact on your terms is really interesting to me. And I think that now the technology and the software, just with voice alone, we've seen those products, you know, Google Home, Alexa, all that kind of thing. I think that's actually going to dominate more, and it will remove screens from every step of the interactive process, and we'll actually be having, you know, natural conversations in order to get where we need to get to. So I find that's an interesting space, because sometimes it removes the visual. You know, it's very kind of code heavy and it's very technology heavy, but at the same time it's a very human thing, because to talk is the most human thing you can do. So I find that very interesting.